Peter denies Jesus. Peter was sitting outside, down in the courtyard. As he sat in the light, the doorkeeper, one of the maids of the high priest, saw him warming himself. She came to Peter. "You aren't one of this man's disciples, are you?" she asked. "I am not," he answered. "You were with Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee," she said, looking straight at him. He was with him, but he denied it before all of them. "I don't know him, woman, and I don't know what you are talking about." After a little while, he went out to the entrance. Then a rooster crowed. Another maid saw him. "He was with Jesus of Nazareth," she told the men who were standing around. "He is one of them." Simon Peter continued to stand and warm himself. So the men asked him, "You aren't one of his disciples, are you?" One man looked at him and said, "You are one of them." Again, Peter denied, and he swore, "Man, I am not. I don't know the man." About an hour later, another insisted, "Certainly he was with him. Why, he's a Galilean." The men who stood near him came and told Peter, "You certainly are one of them, because your way of speaking shows who you are. You are a Galilean." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Didn't I see you with him in the garden?" Again, Peter denied, "Man, I don't know what you mean," and he cursed and swore, "I don't know this man of whom you are talking." Just then, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed a second time. Then the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered what the Lord had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice today, you will deny me three times." He went outside and started to cry bitterly. The second meeting of the Jewish court. As soon as it was morning, all the ruling priests and the elders of the people, including the men of the law, that is, the whole Jewish court, had a meeting. They brought Jesus before their court and said, "If you are the promised Saviour, tell us." "If I tell you, you will not believe me," he said to them. "And if I ask you a question, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be sitting at the right hand of the power of God." "Are you, then, the Son of God?" all of them asked. He answered them, "As you say, I am he." "Why do we need any more testimony?" they asked. "We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." Then the whole crowd of them decided to kill Jesus. They got up, bound Jesus, and took him from Caiaphas to the governor's palace, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. It was early in the morning. The end of Judas. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he felt sorry, and he brought the 30 shekels of silver back to the high priest and elders. "I have sinned," he said. "I have betrayed innocent blood." "What do we care about that?" they asked. "See to that yourself." Then he threw the money into the temple and left, and he went and hanged himself. As he fell forward, he burst in the middle, and all his bowels poured out. The high priest took the money. "It isn't right to put this into the temple treasury," they said, "because it is blood money." So they decided to buy the potter's field with it for the burial of strangers. That is why that field has ever since been called the field of blood. Then what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. "I took the 30 shekels of silver, the price of him on whom some men of Israel set a price, and I gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me."